It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This is a school district update, and I've got the guys in here from Helper Middle School. I've got Coach Phil Howa, and I've got Principal Robert Bradley. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot of everything that's going on up at Helper Middle School, because there is quite a bit of stuff that's going on. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Let's just start with you. We were just talking a little bit off the air about some of the fall sports and stuff, and they're all in swing right now. And let's talk a little bit about all the fall sports that are going on up there.
Well, we have football, volleyball, golf, cross country, all in full swing. Good involvement, 40 kids on the football team, 20 kids on the volleyball team. Cross country's coming. I mean, every day I think they get another kid to come out and give it a shot. We have a little golf program where we only have a couple kids playing, but with the help of Jenny Gagan, Mont Harmon, we joined together and we put a crew together that's Carbon Golf, which has been a great golf.
And I think that's another great thing, too. We were just talking off the air about the fact that, you know, you've got Helper and Mont Harmon that are together. They're going to be together when they're golfing at Carbon anyway.
That's correct.
So you might as well get that teamwork going right now. And they're doing great things.
Yeah, they are. You know what? Our little philosophy on our football field, I can't speak for volleyball, but ours is getting better every day. Not necessarily have to win, but we do try to get better every day. And our kids are working hard. It's been hot. It's been a hot fall, and half the battle is getting them to work through that and know that they're not going to pass out or have a coronary.
It has been. I think it's finally starting to cool down a little bit. Yeah. Maybe fall is just around the corner, yeah. But that's another great thing. And you know what? It's always fun to see what's going on at Helper Middle with the sports because you guys, you're like your own little community up there. You really are. I'm a Helper Middle School guy. I went there years and years ago. And which kind of segues into the fact, let's talk a little bit, Principal Bradley, about this bond that's coming up as far as Helper Middle School is concerned.
Well, I want to make sure that everybody knows that Helper Middle is not going anywhere. The bond that the school district is proposing, almost a full third of that is going to be directed towards Helper Middle School to make sure that it is still continuing for the foreseeable future. We have things like structural issues that we want to make sure the building stands in case it starts to move sideways for whatever reason. We'd like to improve plumbing. We'd like to improve water. We'd like to improve electricity that just make it usable as things go forward. The building isn't going anywhere, and this is a really decent time to do a good refit and make it last. Another portion of that would be to actually move some walls around and make that space really usable for today's kids. I mean, you remember when you were there that in the morning when you come into the school, about the only thing you can do is do laps around the building from the upstairs to the bottom.
Very true.
And we'd like to improve some of those student spaces by opening up the library and opening up the cafeteria and making those good morning spaces that kids can actually congregate and be in and even do some group work.
And back then, we didn't realize that we were getting in our steps and our cardio, but we actually were. But, you know, and it's like I was talking to Coach Howa about Helper Middle School is a unique community. It really is. And these kids, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody's issues and problems, and it's great for that. It really is. And to give these kids a space that they can kind of congregate and have a commons area would be awesome.
It would be amazing. There's been some other really good things that have happened. The state legislature has actually allowed or given money to school districts. It's called TSSA money, and I don't remember what the acronym stands for right now, but what that allowed our school district to do is direct that towards mental health. We now have counselors, full-time counselors in every elementary school where we didn't before. We had a counselor being shared between places. We have school therapists at every secondary school. So all of those, Carbon High, Mont Harmon, Helper, have school therapists on staff now that are able to provide some really excellent mental health counseling, mental health support for the students in Carbon County. So we're real excited to see how that pans out and what this program ends up looking like going forward.
It's just one more thing to help out students as much as possible.
Yes.
It really is. And you said you just had like your elections and all that is going on, and things are going full steam now at Helper Middle School.
They are. We've got student government elections. We actually did some significant changes in terms of our schedule this year. We're back to a 7-period day. That let us have smaller class sizes. Even though there's a shorter amount of time, we now have smaller class sizes, and the students meet every single day. So it's probably the same 7-period schedule you had when you were there. But so far, it seemed to work really well. It keeps the kids' attention span where it needs to be, and they're able to move forward. To the chagrin of some courses, I get that, because there are some that are shortchanged a little bit, but there's some that have gained some space. For example, your PE classes were only every other day. Now the kids actually get to run and play every single day.
And run it out of them every day.
They do.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Anything else exciting going on coming up even out of the Helper Middle School?
Carbon High has their homecoming and their parade this Friday. We, since last year, and we're continuing that this year, we actually combine our floats with Mont Harmon. We are Carbon, and we want to do that in solidarity with them and really send a message to these kids that at this level, it's okay to be rivals, but we are not enemies. And we are all going to be Carbon in just a couple of years. So
yeah, it won't take long.
It won't. And last year, that was met really well, and the teams really... I don't know if they understood what was going on when we put them together, but they figured it out.
It worked out.
They'll figure it out. All right, gentlemen, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And anytime something exciting is coming on at Helper Middle, let's talk.
We appreciate it.
And you're welcome to come on in anytime. Thank you so much. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.